This is the SML Podcast.
I'm telling you, one of these weeks you just have to do a...
Or just do the Purvis and Pappy and talk really slow.
Oh, my God. I miss doing those.
Dude, like I said, if I wanted to, I could take an entire recording and just fuck with it in ways that you guys wouldn't even imagine.
One of these weeks, we'll do it.
Yep.
But for now, what's up, everyone? I'm Joe.
I'm Chewing.
And this is the SML Podcast. special guest this week is welcoming back Pappy. Because why the fuck not, right?
Might as well. We have guests on every week.
Yeah, no shit. Next week we'll have guests. The week after, I think we'll have a guest. Later on in March, we'll have a guest.
Yep. Location changes.
Because you two are terrible hosts.
We are.
Yeah, we need all the help we can get.
We never claim that we're good at this.
Nope. Not once.
I think we've come out numerous times and said we're terrible at this.
Yep. Every time.
Hey, look on the bright side. You guys actually post, like, reliably. So that puts you ahead of, like, 800% of other podcasts.
800? That's a lot of percent.
Yeah, the only time recently that we really missed was a couple weeks ago when YouTube wasn't processing the fucking video properly, and I had to do it, like, Saturday instead.
Yeah, but even that was just the YouTube one. Recorded.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, the MP3 was actually still up.
Yep. So that wasn't our end. That was YouTube.
Fuck YouTube.
Fuck you, Tube.
Fuck you, Tube.
Yep. And then because Grant.
Thank you.
What about Grant?
Grant is practically begging us to figure out how to get it on iTunes. So we'll figure it out. I don't know. Yeah. One of these days where I've got some off time, like, I'll sit and figure it out.
But. You could just make joecam.net an actual website instead of plain text right now saying, I don't know how to make a website.
Yeah,
we'll host it there.
We could do it there.
Figure out how to do an RSS feed, and I think that takes care of the iTunes qualifications.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
I don't even know what the fuck RSS is.
It stands for
I don't know. Reliable shitting software.
System.
Service.
There you go. Yeah.
Reliably shitting service.
Well, close
or
enough.
Or reliably shitty service.
There we go.
No. Because it contradicts itself.
Ram sluts softly.
I like it. We'll go with that one.
That'll be the next contest.
We'll get a Ram Sluts Softly feed, and then we'll get it up on iTunes. And you know.
Someone might listen feed.
Something like that.
So, massive news broke today that Irrational Games is pretty much dead.
Not pretty much, it's dead.
I think they're keeping the name, I think, but... Yeah, Irrational is pretty much gone, dead, buried.
Yeah, that was an irrational decision.
Oh,
God damn it. Why didn't we think
I was
that?
Waiting how long it was going to take for someone to say that. For
You're
once,
welcome.
I was not going to be that guy. Because I just decided that I'm not going to be that guy today.
So the news broke today that Ken Levine, however, how do you say it?
Adam Levine.
Yes, Adam Levine.
Yeah, cousin of Adam Levine.
He moves like Jagger, and he also wants to focus on smaller, more narrative-driven games, which, to me, it sounds like he wants to go mobile gaming.
Well, narrative? Nah.
I want to focus on more digital releases.
He wants to make the Stanley Parable.
Maybe. He wants to go retro.
Yeah. He wants to make... Let's see here. He wants to make... He wants to make diarrhea. But he wants to do that where you're playing Stanley Parable. So a 2D side scrolling Stanley Parable Terrarium game.
Terraria. The Stanley Terraria?
The Stanley, the Terrariable Parable.
The Terrible Parable?
The Terrariable Parable.
Terrible.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know. I like Pat, yeah, no. you seem to have a strong opinion about this.
Yeah, here's the quote I was looking for. He wants to make narrative-driven games for the core gamer that are highly replayable. So he wants to make fucking Mario Brothers with a story. Like, that's what I'm getting out of this.
In a world where there's a plumber and a turtle.
Yeah,
that's all I got.
Yeah, that's good enough. So yeah, it's cool that Take-Two was like, hey, you don't have to go off on your own. We'll fund
you. You mean 2K?
That's twice you said Take-Two, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Once in pre-show, okay, and then again here. So,
well, I read this one out loud.
Weekly wah-wah.
Weekly wah-wah is
Pappy doesn't know.
As well as the possibility to meet with other Take-Two studios to discuss future employment. So I'm blaming the internet for that one.
Well,
does Take-Two internet own 2K, I guess?
Or you mean the other way around?
2K own Take-Two?
Okay, 2K owns Take-Two, who owns... That's a lot of owning. So anyhow,
whatever.
They say, hey, we still want you, we'll support you, we'll pay you. And he's like, awesome. But in my mind, closing Irrational Games is kind of a dick move, because he's making no attempt to keep any of the team with him. And they're making no attempt to go,
they're
hey.
Keeping, well, they're keeping 15 people from,
yeah, out of,
from what I've
like,
seen.
So many hundreds. People.
Yeah.
Don't you know, Joe? So that's like a lot of people nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. Beat BioShock Infinite. Look at the credit list, and then pick which 15 of those people still have a job.
I mean,
today.
I guess the ones with the softest mouths, probably.
Probably.
Oh.
Hey, listen, yeah, that's
why,
just
why like just, Jagger.
Listen, that's just statistically probable. That's all.
Why not just assign a new president to Irrational Games? You know, they even state that Ken Levine was the co-founder. So where's the other dude? Did he already leave? Like, why not just appoint a new head of Irrational Games, let them keep printing money for them, because it's not like BioShock Infinite was a failure of a game.
No.
We don't know how much it made opposed to how much it cost.
Listen.
Regardless.
If that game didn't make any money, then I'm pretty sure the majority of it is true. The majority of games that come out nowadays don't make money.
Yeah, like, look at Tomb Raider. Sold 4 million and didn't make a profit.
Now, we always
go back
to...
That's their own fault.
We always go back to Tomb
Raider games.
Yeah, we always go back to Tomb Raider whenever it's, like, you know, big hit that didn't raise enough money. But I think there's a couple other games that might fall under that category. But the majority of the time, if you've got a half decently done game and there's a decent market for it and a lot of people picked it up, then it's a success.
But even regardless of whether that game specifically made money or not, it made awards. It made news. It has a high, Metacritic score or whatever.
Yep.
So why the fuck? Oh, hey, look at all this great publicity. Look at all this goodwill. Let's just shit all over it and close the studio.
Yeah, might as well. YOLO, bro.
There's always multiple, facets that you have to kind of take into consideration when making a business decision that large. And obviously, we don't see every little bit of it. But at the same time, I mean, like, yeah, you know, on paper, you just take it for face value. Yeah. It does seem like a very dumb thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I guess it's just a matter of, what else they're going to do and what else, I'd like to see whatever kind of stuff he's got, on the back burner that he wants to try and put out. I mean, I'll still be interested from a developer standpoint. So, I don't know.
I do love that pretty much immediately after the news broke, there was a Twitter hashtag for Irrational Jobs to help the people who worked at Irrational get new jobs. Because they're based in Boston. Almost immediately, Harmonix stepped up and it's like, hey, we're developing new games, including a first-person shooter, which BioShock is.
Yep.
Come on over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to mention the fact that, there's another bit of news that we've,
Although I did like the one tweet was like, we're working on Chroma, and then, I'll just leave it at that. Message me for info. So I think they kind of stumbled on the fact that they got something else in the works besides what they announced yesterday.
Yeah, I think that there's more coming from them. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm stoked as hell to see what that game is going to be like.
Chroma, yeah.
But I already signed up for the alpha. Hopefully, yeah. I'll get in. But...
Friends of the show.
Friends of the show. You know what? Fuck, I should ask him. Be like, hey, man, I'd really like to alpha test that game, if you know what I'm saying.
Yo, come on.
Yeah.
What game?
Harmonix. They announced a new game yesterday called Chroma, which is a music-based first-person shooter.
Yeah, let that sink in. A music-based first-person shooter.
You want to know what came to mind when I heard about that, especially watching the trailer and it said music is the weapon? Revolution X!
Oh, my God.
I just imagined that it's a stealth shooter game, and you have to go behind the stage of bands that you hate and sabotage their live shows.
Hey,
do you remember what Revolution X was?
I don't even know what that is.
The arcade shooter that came to Super Nintendo and Genesis, where
Aerosmith.
Yeah, you had to save Aerosmith. And
okay, I know of it. It was amazing. I never had a console.
It was amazing.
You shot your gun, and then your special weapon, instead of throwing a grenade or something, was fucking CDs.
CDs? Hell yeah. Those motherfuckers hurt.
I never had a console as a kid, so every single console game that I played...
It was in arcade.
Yeah, it was. It was on arcade. You just didn't have arcades around you either.
I lived in Berwick.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they had it up at Columbia Mall.
I never really played the arcade there because it was a sad and lonely place. Even when I was 12, I knew that.
It's sadder and lonelier now.
Yep.
It's still there.
What the fuck?
What
are you
doing
over there?
What?
What are you doing over there that we're hearing banging through your microphone?
I'm literally not doing anything that's making noise. I'm eating rice.
Well, fuck you.
Yeah, all I heard was boo, boo, boo.
He's humping his microphone.
Possibly.
I'm humping the rice.
Yeah,
is it better now?
I don't know.
I guess.
We'll just keep going.
Are you just holding your microphone the whole time?
Yeah.
That's probably why it is then.
Oh, wow. That Christ. Did you just fart into the microphone?
Oh, I sighed into it, but, you know, same sound.
Yeah, all I heard was
boo. Do your farts sound like sighs?
Yeah, that's Joe's fault.
What was the last episode Pappy was on? where we had his fart at the end of the episode.
I don't know. That was good.
That amazing one in the bathroom.
Oh, you guys actually put that in the show?
Yes.
It's at the end.
I did not hear that.
Go find the last episode you were on. I don't even know the number off the top of my head.
I have no idea.
Go to after the songs. How sometimes we'll tag a little extra bit at the end of the songs. The song ends and it's just...
Yep. That is live audio.
Yeah. Heavily amplified.
Yes, because it was very faint in the recording. So.
Yeah, because I was in the bathroom.
It was enough.
Hey, we heard it. We were able to hear it. That means that it was going into the show.
The world heard it.
Yep.
Or two people in the world.
I don't think Randall was listening then, so it was probably Zach. Zach listened to your fart inadvertently.
Nice.
If he made it to the end.
Well, now everybody knows that this is an Easter egg, so they need to go back and listen to that episode.
Hey, the funny thing is, I think this might be... I mean, we've mentioned that we do Easter eggs at the ends of episodes, but I think this might be the first time that we're actually calling it out. Like, and actually saying, Easter eggs at the end of episodes.
Yeah.
Nice.
So this might be, you know, now all the people that have listened to the episodes and just figured there's nothing at the end. Now you have to go back and find
and
what you missed.
And listen to all of the episodes again.
Yep.
You can't just skip to the end either. You have to listen to the entire show again.
Yeah, something like that.
Or skip to the last 20
or skip
seconds.
To the last one. But still, it'll be annoying enough.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, man, what did I miss?
And I didn't do it on all of them either.
Yeah, so some of them you might get to the end and be like, fuck, there was nothing here.
Why did I load this one?
Yep.
I wasted 30
seconds.
Why did I
listen to these assholes the whole time for nothing?
Wasted 30 seconds of my life on this.
Wow, if only the recording's worth 30 seconds. Yeah. And be like,
hi
everybody, I'm Joe, I'm Chris, and this is the SML Podcast. Done.
Games happened. Good night.
We should just end this episode here. 14 minutes in. All right, we're good.
Hey, let's fuck with them. One of these days, honestly, one of these days, like, we should attempt to try and do a podcast where we break it up, like, every day of the week, but we only record, like, 10 minutes.
That'd be funny.
I'm like, what were we talking about last time? Like, I don't remember. And then by the time we get back on top, we're like, oh, we got to stop. Like,
jeez.
See, the bad part about that was we would be like, oh, well, what did we talk about last time? I don't remember. Oh, well, did you hear about this news that came up? And you'll listen to it, and every day is the same discussion.
Yep.
There was an animator that did that.
I'm sure there's multiple.
Yeah.
No, there were, like, it was, like, 8 episodes in a row that was the exact same episode.
You mean Dragon Ball?
No. Like, down to everything. It was the exact same episode. I never saw, but it's pretty popular. But, yeah, that... Like, people would tune in every fucking week to see the continuation because it was really, really big show. And,
Dragon Ball.
Fucked with the entire audience. So by, like, the third time, people were like, what the fuck? But they were so invested, they didn't want to risk missing anything. So they watched the same episode, exact same episode, like, 8 weeks in a row.
So they were
and they
just
all had
reruns.
Different, you know, it was like episode 12, 13, 14, and they were all the exact same thing.
That's funny.
That sounds like something we would do.
Let's just rerun episode 3 right now.
Right now. Just fucking clip in a bunch of it and just call it a day. Thanks for calling in, Pappy.
Glad you took tomorrow off for this.
Listen. Joe texts me.
Gets a hold of you.
Joe texts me.
Yeehaw, motherfucker.
And he goes, he's like, oh, is Tuesday good for recording? And I'm like, yeah, let me find out. I'll have to rearrange my schedule and stuff because I have rehearsals.
The thing is, I didn't just say Tuesday.
He gave me the date.
I
didn't even see the date.
He didn't look at
the
number.
Like, I just didn't look at the number.
Which the number was wrong, too, because I said Tuesday the 28th instead of the 25th.
Right. But regardless, like, yeah, that would have...
still Tuesday the 25th.
That at least would have, like, let me know, like, oh, maybe it's not next week. But I just didn't look at the number at all. Like, I just completely disregarded. I'm like, Tuesday. I'm like, okay, let me find out if I have rehearsal with one of the bands. So, like, I'm calling around, and I'm just like, all right, what day are we practicing? Could we move practice from Tuesday to Wednesday? Because we normally practice on Tuesdays. And they're like, yeah, Wednesday's fine. Wednesday's cool. I'm like, all right, great. So I moved the rehearsal to Wednesday.
And then
I just found out about it today. So I text him, and I'm like, oh, we're good to record today at 8. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, today at 8, we're going to record. And then he's like, no, that was for next week.
Yeah, this week is Pappy tomorrow.
And I'm like, fuck. And then he tells me that you took the day off, and I'm like, double fuck.
So luckily recording it, Jesus, is it really 8:45?
Hell yeah.
So recording at 8:45 Eastern works out with Pappy living in Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, no skin off my back.
And then next week, Tuesday at 8 again.
As long as I can make, I have to make sure that I have rehearsal on Wednesday, so I'll have to tell them tomorrow. Yeah. So.
Like, remember how I wanted to record on Wednesday this week? I meant next week.
So, yeah, I'm sorry.
Since Kaylee and Chris are going to be on for that one.
Guests everywhere!
Yeah.
We just constantly have people on.
We're not entertaining enough by ourselves.
We're not. That's the problem. And then we completely disregard them for pretty much the entire show. Like you, Pappy.
Fuck him.
What?
Exactly.
Fuck him.
Exactly.
I don't even know what I'm doing here.
I forgot you were here.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're coming tomorrow, not today. What the hell are you
Shit.
Shut up, Joe.
Guess I'll go back to my Chinese food then.
So Pappy, what have you been playing recently?
Well, I just
so
finally
Chris,
broke
what have you
down
been playing?
And installed Steam.
No, go ahead, Pappy. Don't listen to him.
What?
Just continue talking.
Huh?
And we'll disregard
that. I finally broke down and installed Steam yesterday on my poor little laptop. It only crashed 4 times trying to download the first game.
Nice.
But as long as I don't go full screen mode in the Steam menu, my computer does not freeze and die.
You mean the big picture mode?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need that.
No, my laptop literally can't handle it. It immediately disconnects from the internet and crashes.
Yeah, you don't need big picture mode. Big picture mode is primarily for people that connect their computers to a TV and they want to use it like a console.
Yeah, like me.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Which I really should.
Yeah, dude, big picture mode is fucking the tits. Like, it's really, really cool.
Well, it's fun. No, I got Hotline Miami, The Stanley Parable, and the one that you recommended, Joe, that I keep forgetting the title of.
Gunpoint.
Yeah, Gunpoint. They're all fun. Stanley Parable was just an amusing game. You don't really have to do anything
other
than just
walk. Please tell me about that game. I have heard so much about the Stanley Parable. I don't know what the fuck it is.
I have the demo on my laptop. I can make you play it.
So it's a comedy, more or less.
You're
so
a
what it is you show up to work and there's no one else there, and there's a narrator. And the narrator tells you what to do, and you can choose to do it or ignore it, and that changes the story. So he's like, Stanley, you know, entered the waiting area, and it was nice. And he went down the hall on the left towards the meeting room. And if you go to the right, he's like, or Stanley chose to detour. And he turns around, and I kept going straight. He's like, well, Stanley decided to ignore the suggestions given to him and went on his way. And I got two endings so far, both of them by ignoring, you know, at a certain point and going my own way.
Nice.
And it's really super meta. Like, at one point, at the last words on my screen were, please die. Like, he's like,
oh, I
want to
play this
keep
game
ignoring
so bad.
Me. Yeah, you keep ignoring me. You haven't learned your lesson. Please die. And it's like, press zero to die.
That's awesome.
Like, it's one of those things where it's not meant to be, like, a skill-based game. Like, yeah. it's supposed to be a story. Like,
that's
cool. You can only open a couple of doors. That's
and didn't
it.
That
you
get, like, a
up.
Shitload of awards, too?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, it got, like, a crazy good meta score. Like,
how much is it?
Yeah, like, 15 bucks, I think.
Yeah, 15.
Yeah, and that's...
Someone wants to gift that to me on Steam.
Hey, me too, man. I've been dying to fucking play it. It went on sale for the winter sale, but I ended up picking up a bunch of other stuff instead. But yeah, dude, I want to play. Like, and in all seriousness, you should play the demo. Because, like, I played the demo just to see. Because everybody's always like, Stanley Parable. Like, you know, you got to play this game. It's so different. It's so unique. And I'm like, well, what the fuck is it? And then when you play the demo, like, even the demo plays off of the fact that, like, nobody can give a unique description as to how you feel playing the game.
No, it's
so the
so
demo,
weird.
The demo even, like, says it's a demo. Like, it's just like, we're going to tell you how the Stanley Parable is as a game. And we're like, and you still get the experience that you would by playing the game. And you get those kind of like decision based kind of things. Obviously, because it's a demo, there's only one path that you can essentially take.
Yeah.
But you have this sense of like the kind of stuff that they're going to be pulling off during the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's so, yeah. I don't know. It's just so, it's so
well,
interesting.
My second playthrough, I fell through the game and went to the museum of the game. So looking around at the furniture and set pieces from the game.
Yeah, there's a lot of really weird...
Like, an intentional, like, because I took that path, and they're like, okay, here's where that path is going to lead you, behind the game.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Like, there's a lot of really funny shit going on in this game. Like,
so, yeah, if anybody wants to gift that on Steam to Joe Cam Net...
I believe mine's Croth 1134. I think something like that.
I called it first. So Zach, if you want,
hey, I'm actually on my computer and I actually play those games.
I am on my computer every single day,
but I'm gaming on my PC.
Yeah, you have that on me.
I do.
But people want me to play PC games.
Yeah.
You already do, so you don't need that motivation to play PC games.
But I need the motivation to play Stanley Parable. But somebody
what I have been doing is making sure I when people were recommending games to me, I'm actually like checking them out first. Because like a lot of people were like, oh, check out Super Meat Boy. So I checked out and I'm like, no, this would be a waste of money for me because I would die.
You don't want to like
so much.
I don't think I could ever recommend Meat Boy without a controller.
You can use a controller.
Can you?
Yeah.
The game is amazing. It really is.
But
and
that's one of those games I'd rather watch someone else play because I know my skill level.
Yeah.
And I know that game is so far beyond my skill level. It's not worth giving money to just lose horribly.
The music is awesome, too.
The music is awesome.
Thanks to Danny B., early guest on the SML podcast.
Danny B. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a lot of game, like the majority of games that I actually play on my PC, if it was also developed on a console or for a console or what have you, I play it with a controller.
Yeah.
Like, I still use my PC in some instances as a console. I really do. But there are some games like shooters, like I play those.
Happy open to drink.
I hear that.
Coke Zero, motherfuckers.
Nice. Woo.
Strip the paint off a car.
You're a zero.
Something like that.
Oh.
But, yeah, I mean, actually, well, what? Because a game that I actually just started messing around with, Crinklecast.
Water, motherfucker.
A game that I just started checking out and I think is really interesting is Blacklight Retribution. Mm. So Blacklight Retribution is a free-to-play shooter.
I should let you try it on the PS4.
I'd be interested to see like how it plays on a... Because honestly, like gameplay-wise, it reminds me of kind of like a slight Halo-esque type of feel to it. But like if you were to mix that with... I don't want to say Call of Duty because Call of Duty is like a little too frantic.
Yeah.
Maybe more like a Counter-Strike-ish kind of thing. It depends. I mean, but it's a shooter. It's very well done. There's a lot of really interesting elements to it. The customization is fucking outrageous.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for customization.
Yeah, I know you are.
But what's interesting about it is like even just stupid stuff like they force you to use the customization suite in a way that, you know, is very unique in my opinion, where instead of like taking a gun and giving you like an initial, like, this is how the gun works. Like, here's how a basic version of the gun is. And you can replace things like the stock and the, you know, the barrel and stuff like that. They go as far as saying, here is the receiver for the gun. So you have like the bare bone essential, like, main piece of an assault rifle, a submachine gun, all that kind of stuff. Like, and then you add on the barrel, and you essentially make a gun from scratch, depending on, like, what pieces you end up using, and all of them completely change the stats, so it's not, like, just aesthetics and maybe, like, some small stat boosts or decreases. They're extremely drastic. And I don't know, I think it seems really, really fun. I mean, even just gameplay-wise, it's very polished. It looks great. And there's, like, little things where, like, during a match, you'll acquire points, and you can use those points to go to like this little station, like in game, and you can unlock, you know, certain guns that you can use, like almost like kind of how a kill streak reward is. But you don't have to like perform to a certain degree to make sure that you get some of these items. It could just be, you know, just the fact that you're in the game to a certain point. If you save all your points, you could get a much more like badass thing.
And don't worry, Pappy, we'll get back to you soon.
there's like mech suits and all that kind of stuff, but I don't know, it was a lot of fun. I dig it. I'm enjoying it so far, and obviously because it's on PlayStation 4, I'd be interested to see what it's like on there, but I think it would transfer well to a console.
Yeah,
so.
I think I downloaded that the day I got the PS4 and I never fired it up.
I don't know. I like it. I dig it.
That and Warframe. Never played that either yet.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about that too. A buddy of mine plays it a lot, but I haven't gotten into it.
I know
it
what
yet.
Pappy's excited to play.
He's
Pappy.
What? yeah, no, I can't wait for Dragon Age Inquisition to come out.
I was gonna say on the topic of shooters, Titanfall.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for that. I was actually going to go to the and seg far away on the topic of unlocking shit and talk about my experience with the Marvel Lego Marvel superheroes.
Sure, go for it. Lego
Fuck
Marvel.
That goddamn game.
Lego Marvel.
Lego Marvel is so much fun and so goddamn ridiculous. Like, I beat the game and I'm 18% complete.
No, you got to be more than that. There's no way you're only 18.
I am only 18% complete.
I don't believe that.
I will screenshot my
picks,
game
or it
later.
Didn't happen. Yeah.
Yeah, because
I beat the goddamn game and I did the Tony Stark party and I'm at like 18%.
I just have a hard time believing that because I know the Lego games put more percentage emphasis on the actual story levels.
Well, I did not. I usually only got two gold bricks every level. That's it.
I don't know, but that is a game that is heavily focused on the exploration.
But then you beat the game and it's like, oh, you have all of New York to explore. And it's like, oh, but you need Ant-Man for this. You need this person for that. And I'm like, motherfucker, how do I get them? I beat the game and I only unlocked like 25 out of 103 characters.
Find the characters. There are many characters littered around the city.
I have not found a single character.
I have no idea how you haven't. Check your map. There's icons for fucking everything on the map.
Really? I did not know there was character. Like, I haven't seen any, so I guess I got to do better exploring.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe you just need to be better at playing games.
Because
that's why Joe always invited me over to play the latest fighting game, because he knew he would always win.
No. Well, yeah, against you, but...
Like, I'm really sick of the computer kicking my ass. Pappy, come on over.
We've gone over many times how bad I am at actual fighting games.
Yeah, he really is.
Well, I guess Smash Brothers would.
Well, I mean, that is a fighting game.
Barely.
Any co-op.
That is a fighting game.
Yeah. That's a party game more than a fighting game.
That is a fighting game.
Okay, but it's a party game more than a fighting game.
Anyhow, it's any co-op game that I can play with Joe that takes us head-to-head, I will lose.
I don't know. I think you got me on a couple games.
Well, I still remember when we did the Burnout and we split it. You, me, and our buddy Powder. We realized each of us was good at one type of the game.
Yeah.
So like I did the whenever you had to wreck other cars, like, you know, in race.
Takedown mode.
Yeah, the takedown mode.
Yeah, takedown. Powder was good with the pure racing, and Joe just murdered the
crash mode.
Crash mode. Yeah.
God,
so we would just take turns playing the game, and we were literally like taking the goal on every event.
Yeah.
By our powers combined.
Good times.
You were like a Voltron of gaming.
Yes, the Burnout Voltron of Ultimate Doom.
Something like that. Yeah.
So Pappy, did you do any of the free roam stuff on Lego Marvel?
Almost none. No, I was really getting into the story, so I skipped the free roam until I beat the game. So I'm just now.
It essentially becomes another game.
Yeah, it does.
So
exploring the city is so much of the game on there.
I'm really enjoying the GTA safe mode, where you can just, like, the best way to get coins is to hop in a taxi and just drive down the sidewalk.
Yeah, and run over anything.
Yeah,
because when you're driving,
just get out of the way. Like, nobody dies, so I don't feel like I'm a murderous asshole. I just get coins up the wazoo.
And when you're driving and you run over stuff, like, the studs don't just go flying. You just automatically get them.
Yeah.
That's kind of baller.
Yeah. Some of the weapons do that, too.
There doesn't seem to be a reason to get the coins.
Yeah, well, they're studs, first off, not coins.
Whatever.
But the studs are what you use to buy the characters as you unlock them.
Oh, okay. So I did not know that. So I haven't bought shit for anybody, huh?
Maybe that's where most of your hidden characters are.
Probably.
When you're free roaming, what is it? The Y button to switch characters, hold it, and it should bring up the full screen of different characters there. And if you see any with a question mark, you haven't found them yet. If you just see a black silhouette, you have to buy them.
Oh, okay, okay. I'll have to go check that out, because I have, like, fucking almost 3 million... pieces.
Yeah, and then you use that to buy the red bricks as you unlock them.
Yeah,
I want to play that game so bad.
Lego Marvel.
I want Deadpool, but I really want Deadpool. It was nice that he narrates the after game extra content, so that was at least, you know.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of extra stages that are all centered around and narrated by Deadpool, and that's where the red bricks are located.
Oh, okay. And well, was there one in Tony Stark's party? Because I didn't find it.
Yes, I believe so.
Can you get it as Iron Man, or do you have to go back to somebody else? Because I couldn't do the pinata thing.
I guess you have to be telekinetic. Yeah, you go back to the stages, or even if you pull up the map, you could go to the stage icons, and don't play it as story. Do it as free play.
Yeah, yeah. So that's where I fucked up. I jumped in the first one, the very first stage, for free mode, so I could, you know, give me some of those whatever. What are those little the 10 that you have to collect in every level?
The gold stuff or the gold bricks?
No, not the gold bricks. The funky little traffic light looking thing.
Oh, the yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I hooked up. I'm like, okay, I'll go in there with Mark 42, you know, Iron Man, so I can laser the gold shit. I'll go in there with Wolverine and Spider Man, and I can do. I think that's everything. Yeah, so I'm thinking that, and I just click fucking story mode, and I'm like, ah, oh, god damn it.
Yeah. You could just hit start and go back to the city.
Well, I did. It was just, you know, all that load time. And yeah. I'm like, ah.
Load times were not great in that game.
No, they're not. But as a game, like, I really was going to wait until it came on sale, but I broke down and bought it for, like, I think $40 at GameStop.
It was new. On sale on Steam, and I feel like a fucking retard for not buying it.
Oh, it was like, it's one of those games.
It went on sale for, like, I think it was like $15.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. No, it's yeah. You would get your money's worth in the first week. Easy.
Yeah, that's...
It's one of those games that you can just pop in and play from anywhere from 20 minutes to 5 hours. Like, it doesn't... If you have a little bit of time, you free roam. If you have a lot of bit of time, you play some story mode.
Yeah, that's the glory of the LEGO games, is there's just so much shit to do.
How is... Did you get a chance to play the LEGO, the movie, the game?
The LEGO movie game? I did, yeah. It's fun. I'm worried about playing it too much because the cutscenes in the game are from the movie.
Oh.
Yeah, like they have actual movie footage as the cutscene. The game is pretty much you're playing through the story of the movie.
Okay.
And a lot of those story scenes are done with movie clips.
Right. And you haven't seen the movie yet.
No, not yet.
So I haven't either, so.
Like, I played through a few of the stages, but I don't want to keep going because I don't want to
ruin the movie. Spoil the movie, yeah.
Yeah.
I actually watched the outtakes on YouTube, and they are hilarious.
Nice.
If you have a chance. It doesn't spoil the movie at all, but they actually animated some of the outtakes from the audio, and they are fucking funny.
I will definitely look that up.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out. But
yeah, it's worth it. It's only like 4 minutes long, and when it's over, you're like, I want another hour of this.
I've heard the movie is fantastic.
Yeah, no, everyone is just.
I really want to see it. That was like
Monuments Man.
Yeah, how was that?
Disappointing. I was hoping it would be really good, because they were claiming they pushed it back from November into February because they weren't done with the special effects.
Oh.
No, they pushed it out of the way because it is in no way an awards film.
Yeah.
Like, it's not bad, but with all of that talent, they wasted the fuck out of it. The only plus side is you can still see that the actors, just like the Ocean's movies, the actors are having a blast.
Well, that's good, like, at least.
Yeah.
Bill Murray does not stop smirking. You can tell Bill Murray's just like, this is fucking great. I'm pretending to be a fucking 60-year-old goddamn World War II soldier, and I get to pick on my coworkers and hang out with all these awesome actors, comedians from his generation, you know?
Yeah.
Matt Damon's the youngest guy in the cast by like 15 fucking years.
Matt Damon.
And speaking of Matt Damon, did you guys see the video like online of Matt Damon and Ben Affleck like going back and forth, like making fun of each other essentially?
No.
I can believe that.
It was for a promotional thing. Like, I think it's like Ben and, you're supposed to be able to go to a website and donate to a certain charity or something like that that's involving both of them. But the video that they put out to try and like use for the promotional stuff, it's fucking hysterical. Like,
oh yeah. And I mean, but they've known each other for a long time. I mean, think about all the Kevin Smith movies that they were in.
Oh together, yeah.
You know,
that's a good thing.
So that, that whole thing just kind of like brought the conversation to a halt.
Well, yeah, I don't know much about movies.
Well, so. We can't go past Matt Damon now, so we're stuck.
Yeah, pretty much.
Grapes of Wrath.
So yeah, LEGO.
Talk. LEGO movie. No, LEGO was good. The Wolf Among Us episode 2. Have you guys played that yet? Wolf Among Us.
I haven't played any of it.
I haven't. I really want to see. I want to get some opinions on the Last of Us DLC. If anybody got it. Did you get your hands on that or no?
I still need to go on there and beat that game.
Oh, yeah, you do.
That, I never beat it either.
Oh my god! What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Dude, I haven't turned my PS3 on in fucking 4 months. That's why.
Last of Us gave me fucking anxiety attacks.
Dude, that game. Well, I could see that because that game was just. Oh my god! Yeah,
like
I would. I need to beat it in the next month and a half because I'm giving my PS3 to somebody.
Well,
at the end
you better
of March,
fucking do so. It. Get yeah. to it, man. Nothing to it, but to do it.
When I get the X-Bone, and since it's a Blu-ray player, I have no reason to have a PS3 because I only own, what, 6 games. So
yeah, what games?
The Last of Us. Didn't we do this last podcast, actually?
I don't
I think
remember.
We did, actually.
You're asking yeah. me if
Near
I remember
Near the Last
something.
Of Us, Ni No Kuni, and some old Portal 2, the one with Sackboy, that game that came out with the fucking
planet.
PS3.
Yeah, we went over his PlayStation collection last
yeah,
time.
Yeah,
probably.
He was on. I don't remember.
But yeah, you
shit.
Need to finish that game. Like I will so, tell you right now, what like playing, like doing that game and finishing it, like the storyline itself, it made me feel like a terrible person. Like cool. not a terrible person. Like I've done something
about,
wrong. But
it made you feel bad, like trying to play Jade Empire on evil mode, kind of bad.
Them feels. I'm just saying. Okay. Just the overall like. The feeling of the game, like, oh my god, I just felt like garbage.
Yeah, I really want to see the end of the game, but it really was one of those games where I would walk down an empty street and I would be freaking out and shaking, like, what's going to come out at me? And nothing would come out at me.
Yeah.
And I'm still just like, oh my god, that means something's coming out next.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, when is it coming? Ah! where is it?
Now I could do without the whole, oh, hey, look, I'm stealthing and I killed this guy and I accidentally bumped into a bottle, so the nearest 412 zombies are going to pounce on me.
Yeah.
You know? And then, you know, the little girl's just fucking doing a goddamn jig in the middle of a field. Like,
no one sees her.
God damn it, game. Yeah. At least make it believable that they're hiding and sneaking, not just walking nonchalantly down the middle of the goddamn road.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. Well, I mean, like, well,
I'll get the DLC eventually because I got the season pass when it came out.
Oh, really?
Mainly for like the single player bonuses, like extra.
But I don't know what extra shit they gave out.
Remember, but the DLC is 5 gig.
Damn. Yeah, dude. From what I understand, like it's. I mean, I didn't look into it too much as far as like what the storyline is and what it actually does. But from what I understand, like it's a pretty much like a full-fledged like story mode derivative.
It's got to be for that size. I mean, fucking even Battlefield has smaller DLC, and they release like 6 freaking maps on. You know,
let's not get into Battlefield. I have a sour taste in my mouth for Battlefield.
Oh, I'm
right
sorry.
Now.
Until I get my hands on Titanfall, that's still my FPS of choice.
Your mom's my FPS of choice.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I know.
FPS Russia is my FPS of choice. I actually just watched one of his videos for the first time in like forever this morning, actually.
He took Ashley's going to be making noise behind us now.
Well, that's the thing. So yeah, so what else have you been playing recently?
No, that's about it.
That's about it. Joe?
Yeah, after the holidays, I went on a movie tear. You know, I just did that the Damn Short Film Festival for the last 5 days. I got a press pass for that. Writing for Drunk Monkeys, for, you know, my pimp there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I got to see 5 days worth of short films. Some of them were fucking awesome. Some of them were great.
Fucking
like,
terrible?
Two of them were good. No, there was not a terrible. There was only one that I genuinely didn't like. But half the audience loved it. It was just too avant-garde for me.
Ah.
You know?
Too artsy-fartsy.
Yeah, but some, I mean, dude, there were some that, like, had me literally in tears. There were some that, like, one of the best fucking horror anything I've seen was Edward the Damned, and it was a 20-minute short film, and it was better than most full horror movies. And so I'm getting on fucking, you know, texting people who like horror, like, you gotta find this. And the downside is, since all of these films are in the festival circuit, you can't find any of them online.
Yeah.
But I will say, there's a comedy troupe from LA that put in a comedy one, and they're their name is Chased by Bear, and I guess they do put some stuff on YouTube. So I got to check them out this week and see if they have anything.
Chased by Bear?
Yeah. Oh, Chased by Bear Productions. Their short was The Master of Disguise, and it was only like a five-minute comedy short. You know, two special agents are in a warehouse trying to find this guy who's a disguise, you know, master. And the girl cop finds him, and you're thinking this guy's going to be disguised as something clever or whatever. He's disguised as the girl cop. So she's like 5'6". He's like 6'4".
Oh, God.
And then, of course, the male partner cannot tell them apart. And that's where the comedy... And he's like, okay, I know how I can tell who's who. What's my recurring nightmare? And then the guy dressed as the girl is like, waking up to find you're a centaur, but you prematurely ejaculate. And the girl's like, what? No, it's that I'm drowning and you can't save me. And he goes, shit, I have both of those recurring nightmares.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's only like a five-minute one. I mean, there were some good ones. One of the other comedies was this guy was pee shy. And in this public restroom, this older man's like, you know, here's a trick my daddy taught me. Hold my hand. And so the guy holds his hand, and all of a sudden he pees. So they travel the world holding hands and pissing on things.
What the fuck?
That one actually won the audience award for best comedy.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, some of the dramas were good.
How noisy can you be, Ashley?
But yeah, it was, since I got a press pass, I got to see behind the scenes. I got to talk to members of the board of directors. I got to anything I missed because I was at work. They had iPads in the green room, and press could go there and pop on a set of headphones and watch the films that they'd missed out on.
That's baller.
Nice. Oh my God! I didn't realize my scream earlier like completely.
Yeah, peaked out.
Yeah, you're gonna have to fix that.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. Why are you making me do fucking work and
shit?
Look
at the difference in your volume and mine. Something needs to be fixed.
I'm an entertainer. My voice projects.
I'm plenty loud here.
I'm
going to
go get another Coke Zero. So
you shut the fuck up, Pappy. No one asked you.
You do as you're told.
You whore.
Something like that.
So,
Joe, what are you playing? Anything?
Lego Movie, video game.
Anything else?
What was that? You weren't close enough to the mic.
Anything else?
Bravely Default.
Yeah, we covered
that last week. Oh, it's so fun. Although we talked about that quite a bit when Chris was on, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we mentioned it last week as well.
Yeah, probably, because it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
La 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 la.
Anything else?
I didn't do anything new with my 4th of February.
I didn't either.
Because, I don't know, I really want to try firing up Dishonored, but there's so much shit to play.
I'm job searching like a motherfucker, so I'm when I'm playing, I'm really just doing like some really like lackadaisical shit.
I was Titanfalling,
right? Yeah, you were doing that before we actually recorded.
Which is cool as shit. Everyone knows I'm not a huge fan of first person shooters, and Call of Duty can eat my butthole, but I'm having a lot of fun with this. One of the biggest complaints I've seen about the game is the AI that's there. It's like, oh, there's fucking AI, and just, you know, they're fucking stupid, and you know, it would have been better just to have more people instead of 6-on-6 and all this AI. I love the AI teammates
because
I'm not good at shooters, so I can run around with my auto-targeting weak-ass pistol and pick off AI members for less points towards winning and everything else, but I could still feel like I did something.
You're what still game? Contributing
Titanfall.
To the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me in Battlefield. I just soak up bullets so my more talented teammates can kill people.
Well, I was just saying that I don't know if you heard us while you were going and jerking off or whatever, but
I had to fart, so I figured I'd go to the other side of the apartment first.
The game is 6-on-6, but there's also AI teammates. The AI teammates are not very good, but neither am I. So
you just tackle the AI enemies?
Pretty much. And instead of me trying to take out the actual talented people and getting destroyed every single time, I'll go after the AI blips and take them out and feel like I'm actually contributing.
I don't see. That's why I like FPSs. Even if I die, if I manage to die hilariously, it doesn't bother me at all.
Like, well, Battlefield, you'll definitely get that experience.
Yeah. No, like, I went to, you know, I snuck up behind this dude, and I grabbed him to do the stab, and I'm, like, in mid-thrust forward, and someone grabs me, spins me around, stabs me in the neck. And I can't help but laugh. I'm like, I was about to get, like, a super rare stealth kill, and of course someone of the other team fucking stealthed me while I was stealthing. And I can't not laugh at that.
That's like the local wrestling thing.
And it landed on me. Like, how can you not laugh? I took a helicopter out of the air, and oh shit, it's crashing right at me.
Wow, your audio quality is getting shitty.
You want me to jump off and back on a Skype?
No, you're good. You're fine.
Yeah, you sound better now. You're getting like all garbled.
But the whole knifing thing, that reminds me when I was telling you there was a local wrestling, I guess like show or something that was going on like in an armory or whatever, and I saw a video of it because a couple of friends of mine are involved with it, and there was a match where there was a guy that put another guy in a sleeper hold. And then another guy came into the ring and put that guy in a sleeper hold. And then another guy came in and put that guy that was giving that guy, who was giving that guy a sleeper, in a sleeper hold.
So there were like eight dudes taking a nap in the ring.
Yeah, you might want to disconnect and call back because you sound like ass.
Like, yeah, I'm not. I haven't even moved. Like, from when you said it was good, I stood still. Well,
I don't know.
Sat still.
I don't know what's happening to it.
I don't know.
I'll be right back.
Good. Fuck you.
Yeah, that was fucking hysterical. Were you going to be able to hear that during the recording? I'm trying.
Whatever. I don't care.
There we go.
Hello?
I think you're better.
Hello?
Yes, much better.
All right, I'm just going to not move.
Good.
Ever again.
Stop getting Cokes.
Oh.
You asshole.
But I need the Coke.
I've been playing...
I was going to say something else about Titanfall.
Oh, yeah, go for
it. Since he was mentioning his stealth kills and knifing people.
Oh, yeah.
The melee kills in Titanfall.
Fucking drop.
Oh, my God. Instead of, like, stabbing someone or punching someone, you do jump kicks.
What?
Yeah. You jump kick them, like, in the chest.
You fucking jump kick them and kill them.
That's a powerful feat.
It is fucking
hilarious. It is
hysterical.
Yeah.
Especially when you watch the replay back.
Yeah.
Or you see someone else doing it. Oh, my God. So stupid. The game
someone,
is so much
someone,
fun.
Can someone take a recording of it and dub in, like, Bruce Lee's voice when he does the jump kick?
I wouldn't be surprised. But, yeah, Titanfall is a blast, and I'm hoping that you get your X-Bone in time for March 11th so we can play together.
Yeah, it might be... If not, then pretty close to afterwards. My goal is to have it by the 20th. So
what, February 20th?
No. I'm doing my taxes tomorrow. If I get it within 3 weeks, I get the Xbox. Yeah, within 3 weeks.
Yeah.
When I get my tax money, I get my Xbox.
Well, where do you file your taxes?
This is not the tax cast.
It was the movie cast before, so I could ask him where he gets his taxes done.
Usually there's a tax center that on base that does it all for free for all military.
Your mom does it all for free.
On base.
For some reason, the tax center didn't open this year or hasn't opened yet, and I'm sick of waiting. So TurboTax and H&R Block will do it for free online for military.
Nice.
So I'm going to try and do it myself this year and get. I'm shooting for $2,500. That'd be really fucking sweet.
Nice. Cause we did H&R Block and got ours back in like a week. It was
super
fast.
It's because you already did it. The longer you wait, the longer you have to wait for your money back. So
I didn't even file my taxes because there's an error every time I try and do it.
Oh God.
Well, because I didn't file last year, so when you have to put in your like PIN through the fucking what you call it,
helpful.
God, not the FBI, the fucking
IRS.
IRS, yeah. So the IRS like gives you a PIN that you're supposed to put in when you file online, and it's supposed to be the one that you have from the year before or what have you. I didn't file last year, so when I fill it out, I'm supposed to put zero. When I put zero in, it fucking like. doesn't register the right number or something like that, and it tells me I'm wrong, which I've called the IRS, and I got their automated system, and they told me it's zero. So, I mean, it literally will not let me file my taxes, which, to be completely honest with you, I'm not really fucking worried about it because my fucking whopping tax return would have been $20.
Nice.
So, whatever.
Yeah, the greater than the cost of time spent doing your taxes.
Nice.
Well, I had one fucking W-2 to put in, and that was it.
Yeah, I usually do an easy, but since they moved me, I have a W-2 and a moving W-2. Like, they actually give you one in the middle, like a separate fucking W-2 because I BCS'd.
Yeah.
And it's for like $218, but I have to fucking... So now I can't do the easy because I have two W-2s.
Yeah.
I'm like, thanks a lot, $200. Appreciate you fucking that up.
Yeah, yes. Damn it.
So you said you were playing Rust.
Yeah, Rust. I've been messing around with that. A buddy of mine actually bought a server, so we have our own server now. I mean, we made it public, so anybody can join.
Is that the game where you start out naked?
Yep.
And there's like dicks everywhere?
No. So you start out essentially in the middle of a field with a rock and a torch. And I think that's it. Yeah,
yeah,
a rock and a
videos
torch.
And there's just dudes without pants, dongs.
Without pants?
No.
Not... Yeah, there's dicks in the game.
Oh, well, they had to have hacked it so
no.
that you could see it. No, because even when you're not wearing clothes, like if your character has nothing on, he's still wearing pants.
No, because there's
Joe
definitely
just sees
dicks
what he
in the
wants
game.
To see when it comes to dicks. Okay.
They put in censorship because people were posting dicks on Steam. So they put in, like, you can have it censored or uncensored. And by default, the guy switched it to censored because people were just putting dicks all over Steam.
I'll have to look into this. But
yeah, there are definitely dicks.
Joe knows
in
dicks.
Rust.
Don't question his
dude,
dick.
When it
I
comes
guess.
To dicks, don't come at me, bro.
I don't want to.
Or come at him.
Yeah.
Come on him.
Yeah.
Yes.
But anyway, so I've been playing that a little bit, and it's fun. I enjoy the game a lot. I was kind of bummed out that they took the zombies out, but they added in, like, rabid, like, wolves and bears that will fuck your shit up. I guess they have, like, they have radiation on them, so essentially they're, like, zombie animals. But it's fun. You know, I'm having fun with it. Someone attempted to raid my house this morning. And they were thwarted by the fact that I essentially, like, when I built my house, I have it so that you walk in, like, steel doors are very, like, the metal doors are very hard to, like, bust open. And you have to have C4, which C4 is, like, extremely difficult to try and find in the game. But anyway, so as soon as you go into my house, when you try to get into my house, there's a steel door. And then that steel door leads to another steel door. And then that one leads to a hallway that has four different rooms that all have steel doors on them. And one of them is the staircase going up to the second floor. So then you go up to the second floor. And then, like, there's a doorway at the top of the second floor as well. So you walk into there. And then there's four more rooms that all have steel doors. And one of them is the set of stairs that is going up to the third floor. All of my stuff is on the third floor. So if someone tries to go through the building, and there was someone that actually tried climbing all the way up, like they built a foundation on the next to my house and then just built stairs going all the way up and then jumped over to my roof and tried coming down that way. But essentially it's all like it's symmetrical. So I just moved everything to the second floor. So even if they wanted to come through the bottom or if they wanted to come through the top, like, they have to guess which one is the stairwell. And it's still, they're going to waste, like, so many resources just trying to bust one of the doors down. So I think my shit's like...
How long did you have to play in order to successfully build a place like that, though?
A couple hours. Like, not long at all, really.
Wow.
But that's all... It also depends on where you are. And what kind of resources that you can get together.
Here, the thumbnail for this video has Rust Dick on it.
Rusty Dick.
I didn't see that in the game at all.
That's a dick right there.
That's really weird. That's very weird.
Destructoid had a really, really funny video called... The name of the article is Rust Needs More Players Like This Guy, A Salute to This Chief. And apparently whoever did this video was going through the game and he bumped into this guy called This Chief. And he was the most insane person I've ever seen play a video game before. Like, they're walking down a road and just a fireplace appeared out of nowhere. And the guy was like, dude, did this fireplace just appear out of nowhere? Did it come out of your ass or something? He's like, man, everything comes out of my asshole. He's like, oh, man, look, there's a town up here. And got to get down, because there's like wolves and shit. And like the wolves will come up. He's like, oh, fuck, they're coming at us. Run, get the... It was insane just watching the video and how crazy this guy was.
You need to play with us. that's pretty much like how we play every game. Like, you have to hear the kind of conversations that we have, like, over Skype and TeamSpeak and all that kind of stuff when we're playing games together. Because, like, we have a group of about, like, five or six people that we, like, pretty much... It doesn't matter if we're playing the same game or if we're just all on at the same time. Like, we'll all, like, be in the same Skype call or whatever. And just the conversations that we have and the banter that goes on is just fucking outrageous. Like, it's crazy. And we're a diverse group because of Javen. So, it's my shoe.
No. I was going to say, I like how I could hear your shoe squeaking through the headset.
Yeah.
I thought it was the chair, and you were shaking it until it was about to break.
It's my shoe. Against the chair.
Nice.
But, yeah. So, yeah. You know, games and stuff. So, speaking of games and stuff.
Rust has dicks.
Apparently.
Pappy likes Lego Marvel. And
Joe likes dicks.
I do.
Apparently.
The SML podcast. Come for the childish humor, stay for the childish humor.
That'll
come
be our
for the
slogan.
Child.
Come for the childish humor, stay for the childish humor.
So Pappy, what kind of music do you want to hear?
Wow, are we really wrapping this up at an hour?
Hey, listen, we've been going overboard. We need to start keeping it down to a minimum again.
We've been going, super overboard lately. Well, is there any other news that we should...
Not really. Not that I know of.
No, it's the slow season.
It is.
For music, irrational. Movie, video games, it's this is when everyone's still hibernating.
Man, last February is THQ, and now this February, it's Irrational Games.
Wow,
what's
February
next
sucks.
February? Let's do it. Who's next February?
Bethesda.
Oh God! I don't think that'll ever happen. Acclaim, no.
Acclaim. All right.
Elder Scrolls Online.
Because of Elder Scrolls Online, they go bankrupt and they close by next year, February.
No, because then they'll just bust out Fallout 4 and everything will be saved.
Oh God, I want it so bad. I'm glad they said they're gonna wait. And use a new engine, though, because New Vegas was starting to look a little dated.
Starting?
Well, that was more Obsidian than Bethesda, wasn't it?
Yeah, I love the game, don't get me wrong. I put more hours into that than any game ever, but I am glad that they're waiting a couple of years, let shit die down, let the fan base get rabid again, and then do an updated fucking engine so maybe people
Speaking
don't look like burn
Obsidian,
victims.
Obsidian... March 4th, Obsidian's new game.
God damn it.
South Park, The Stick of Truth. It's actually coming
Finally?
This time.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. I want it.
The game went gold. It is happening March 4th.
That's three games I got to get when I get my X-Bone.
That's not X-Bone. That's 360.
So I have to keep my 360?
Yeah, 360, PS3, and PC. Why would you get rid of your 360?
Well, I mean, I didn't think I'd need both Xboxes hooked up to my goddamn TV.
You know the Xbox One doesn't play 360 stuff, right?
Yeah, I know, but that's why I've been trying not to buy new games so I can finish them all. And then if I'm feeling retro, I can hook it up, but the idea is to just only have the X-Bone, you know, most of the time.
I don't understand.
Why not have them both hooked up?
Well, I guess I have to if they're still releasing Xbox or 360 exclusives.
Well, I just don't understand why you wouldn't keep it hooked up.
Because I have a living room with limited space, Batman.
Okay, so you it won't have take a PS3. Up that much space. You won't have a PS3, so you'd have an Xbox and a 360.
But it just bums me out that if I want to play The Stick of Truth, I got to keep my 360. If I want to play Titanfall, I got to buy an Xbox. And then if I want to play fucking Def Jam, I got to pull my Xbox original out of the goddamn closet.
You know, if you really want, you could just get Titanfall on the 360, right?
No, I'm getting the Xbox because I'm playing with you and Josh.
Well, I'm saying if you wanted Titanfall but not an Xbox, it is coming to 360.
I want an Xbox because my friends are getting Xbox.
And I can we already have Xbox.
Well, okay, yeah, fair enough. Yeah. But I'm only going to lose one person by switching over to the Xbox.
Who?
White. You don't know him. I play Battlefield with him all the time.
What about Cat? Is she getting one?
Eventually. Probably like 2015.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess I do got to keep the 360, but I can still bitch about it.
Fuck, you should see my living room, the PS3, no, the
I've
PS4.
Seen your living...
Oh, you God haven't seen it Joe. Recently.
Yeah,
the PS3, the PS4, the 360, the Xbox, and the Wii U.
All hooked up to the same TV.
Yep.
Yeah, if you want to have a lot of fun, smudge Joe's TV on the way out.
Oh my God, if you fucking touch the new TV, I will destroy you.
Thanks for the advice,
Pappy. Joe hosted a party like 5-6 years ago, and someone smudged it during the night, and no one owned up to it, and Joe was mad for like 8 hours.
It wasn't like, a smudge. It was like someone fucking handprint.
Yeah. Smear.
Yeah.
And the TV...
It was like someone got up and then, you know, like tripped and then... caught themselves on the TV. That's what it
looked
like.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was a full-on handprint, and the TV was like 4 days old.
Yeah, and Joe, that was his only rule for the whole weekend, don't touch the TV. And no one fessed up to it. So he got, like, he would have been less angry if you had just kicked him in the dick and spit in his mouth.
He would have liked it.
I would have been less angry if someone was like, dude, it was me, I got up and I lost my balance, and sorry, man.
Yeah, nobody fessed up.
No one said anything. That's what pissed me off. And the fact that my 4-day-old TV had a fucking handprint.
And it was the nicest TV any of us owned.
And it wasn't off to the side. It was
dead center.
In the middle of the fucking screen.
I like to think that somebody was sleepwalking and reenacted a scene from Poltergeist.
And
then just went back to bed.
This new one, Jesus Christ.
It's too much.
No.
It's too much.
Nope.
If you haven't noticed, everything Joe does is too much.
Too much!
Except loving you, Pappy.
No, because you still do too much teeth.
I eat too much. I drink too much. I talk too much.
I don't get
too
laid
much.
Enough.
No? Nobody?
No. I know the song, but no. No.
The drummer's good. I'm just saying.
I don't even remember the band. I remember the song.
Carter Beaufort's a fucking beast.
Oh, that was the one last thing from the film festival that I wanted to mention.
Carter Beaufort?
So
came out of the movie.
So one of the comedies he did was called Guess Who's on the Radio.
Oh God.
And it was just, you know, it was this family in a car,
Kesha.
And then Guess Who's American Woman came on the radio. And they did the Abbott and Costello shtick, you know. Hey, who is this? Guess who? No, I'm asking, you know, and all that. But I'm sitting there and I'm like, "Oh my God. I want to know how old this director is because he just fucked up. There is an entire generation of people who will watch this short film and go, bitch, you stole from the Animaniacs."
Oh, God.
What?
Animaniacs did the exact same skit with the two squirrels at Woodstock. And it was, who is this? Who? You know, instead of guess who, it was who. But I'm like... I'm watching this film, and I'm like, this guy literally almost word for word ripped off fucking Animaniacs.
Oh, man.
But the people running the film festival don't know it because they're all, you know, in their 50s and 60s.
Right.
And maybe if they were college students, they didn't know it because they just missed out on Animaniacs. But I'm sitting there, I'm like, there's an entire generation of people who will watch this and get angry and claim that you fucking intellectually stole from a 90s cartoon.
That's funny.
How about it?
Man, I want to watch Animaniacs now.
Watch Rick and Morty.
I did. I saw two episodes of it. The first one didn't do anything for me. The second one I thought was awesome.
Dude, I've watched every episode, and I have loved every fucking episode.
I definitely want to go back and catch back up on it.
It's amazing. I love that fucking show.
The only
show.
Thing that bugs me is the fucking eyes.
I fucking love it.
The asterisks for eyes.
I love it. I love it.
It's funny, though. I did like it.
It's my favorite cartoon to come out in the past, like, few years.
Wow.
Like, it's so fucking good. It really is. I enjoy it thoroughly. I'm Mr. Beast, better, thanks, look at me!
Even
wait until you get to that
show?
Episode. That's my favorite episode, actually, I think.
Like, so this is even more fun than regular show?
I never watched.
I couldn't get into it, actually.
Really? I like regular show.
Have you seen Rick and Morty?
No, I'd never even heard of it until you
Adult
brought it
Swim.
Up.
Adult
so
Swim.
I'm going to have to...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably why.
It's good. It's really good.
I go to bed at 9 o'clock now. I'm old.
Don't there, you have a DVR?
No, I don't have TV.
God, what is wrong with you?
I have Hulu and Xbox and PlayStation and Netflix. Why do I need to pay for cable?
Yeah, I don't have cable either.
Yeah, I have the Pirate Bay as well. So
Well, there you go. That's what you can do. Instead of having your cable plugged into your X-Bone, you can just have your 360 plugged into your X-Bone.
Yeah.
Wait, I can plug my 360 into my X-Bone and play 360 through X-Bone?
Technically, yes.
Like,
so what's the name of the show? What and Morty?
Rick and Morty.
And Morty. There
like
you go.
Like, and Morty?
And Morty.
Yeah, of course it's not on Hulu. So.
No,
it's probably on YouTube.
Yeah, you could actually probably find full episodes on YouTube. That's actually cool. Where I watched most of them.
So we are now at the point on the show where we're just listening to me Google things.
Pretty much.
We're at the point that
no,
you need
it's
to tell
on
us
Adult Swim.
You need to tell us what you want to listen to.
Big Giant Circles.
Okay.
Big Giant Circles?
Yeah. Sorry, there was a commercial playing.
Big Giant Circles.
Was it a commercial for Big Giant Circles?
For Mio.
The water thing.
I'm gonna hit up Jimmy. He had a new album come out recently. I didn't grab it yet because I rarely buy music on the internet. I want a CD in person from people. But I'll see if he has anything new that he wants us to play for him. Otherwise, you said what song did you want off Imposter Nostalgia?
Buzzsaw. That song is a great driving song.
Also, speaking of music, I dropped the digital version of the Blade Mode CD that you can pick up the entire CD digitally for a doll hair.
Wow,
not a dollar.
What do I get
a
for
doll
two
hair.
Doll hairs?
You can still get the same thing, but give me an extra doll hair.
Sweet,
yeah.
I mean,
you should have said that before the whole Big Giant Circles thing, because now we have to remind people that the music they're going to hear next is Big Giant Circles and not you.
Well, we could just say Big Giant Circles like six more times and then just get the...
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Big
Giant
Circles. I like to run through them.
Big Giant Circles.
Yeah, and even like, you know, Pappy, did I tell you that I made pop filters for our microphones? Yeah.
Really?
They're shaped like big giant circles.
They're shaped like big giant circles. So we talk through big giant circles to do the podcast. Do the podcast.
Happy's asshole is a big giant circle.
That's why my farts sound like sighs.
It's a big
except the other episode that he was on.
All right. Well, thanks again for having me on, guys.
Who are you again?
Yeah, I'm the guy who does things.
Are you big giant circles?
Then I'd be getting paid to do what I love instead of doing it pro bono.
Are you Buzz Lightyear? I love your movies.
Actually, I've been watching Justice League Unlimited, and that was that running gag in the one episode. It's like, thanks a lot, Green Lantern. I'm not Green Lantern.
That's good. So, I like it.
Yeah,
I'm a
that
fan.
Joke was gotten only by me.
Nice.
That's okay. It's okay. That's fine. That's a thing.
Well, if some of your friends, you know, fans listen to this.
Oh, you son of a bitch. That's it.
Yeah.
Never again.
I wish this was on the X-Bone because I would just say Xbox hang up and Pappy would be gone.
Hey, thanks again for having me on, though, guys. Appreciate it.
Any last words?
I love you.
Why?
Do you, what? That. Do you love us as much as a big giant circle?
I love you as much as tacos.
No, that was a shitty ending. Do something funnier, Pappy.
No.
Entertain me!
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Well, you no, you were Chris. You were saying something.
Was I? I don't even remember if I was saying anything.
You were saying that you said you were going to stop writing.
Oh no, that was it. Like a month or 2 months ago. I said that I was done. Like, because there was a bunch of other shit that was going on too.
You pee long.
And that was that. That's kind of an anticlimactic story.
Well, yeah.
I was hoping for like a fist fight or something.
How much is in you?
That's what she said.
Well, you usually do have a lot of guys in you.
Oh. I'm trying to pee quietly. That means peeing slowly and hitting the corner.
Dude, just go
still
for
hear it.
I don't, yeah.
Oh my god, that's loud.
That wasn't the sink.